And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, Job 25:2. He enforces peace in the heavens. We can all stand firm in understanding this. Earth is not the actual hotbed of activity in the universe. That is just the arrogance of humanity. We already know we're not the only beings. We already know there's angels of different forms. We already know there's good angels. We know there's bad angels, seraphim and cherubim. And we know there's a dude named Satan. There's at least five other types of beings named right there. And we know there's a whole universe beyond our understanding. But it doesn't matter. The same God that's in charge over the universe is the one that demonstrates his love for us. Next, how can a mere mortal stand before God and claim to be righteous? Let's keep this one easy. He can't. She can't. They can't. It cannot be done. 1 Corinthians 1:29, no flesh shall ever glory before his presence. Nobody stands righteous before God. Nobody except Jesus Christ. And through his righteousness, we are able to stand, but only under his advocacy. And finally, occasionally I just have to pull out of these verses because they kind of make me happy, and that's what I do. What are those verses that make me happy? Job 26, 1 through 3. We cannot find too many better examples of scriptural references to sarcasm than we do right here. The word sarcasm means to cut the flesh. Ultimately, the reference point is that somebody should snip it because there's too much flesh. That's what sarcasm can do. So cut it out. Get it?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. This is what I would sound like if I had a low-toned voice. Yeah, that's a good one, right? You like that? That's funny.
Pretty
right?
Good.
That's not bad. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Oy vey. Oy, this is a sick Jewish person. Ready? Oy vey.
A little seasoned. Oh,
there you go. That sounds seasoned. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like somebody took me and put me in an oven and cooked me. That sounds seasoned. Here's the bottom line. It's not professional radio. Hello.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, we're still asking you, what do you think? You know what? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite. Dynamite!
Talking to Dynamite D, that's like having confidence in the faithfulness of the person that you're talking to.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's right. I want $1.50 for that.
I was thinking two.
Didn't we change that to $3.50?
Yeah, we did, but, you know, we went down.
It should be about $3.50.
Yeah, we add interest.
Okay. Here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a prayer request or a praise report. Hey, even though I sound like a frog, you can still call. It's okay. No, really. I promise you I'll pray for you. The faith will be exactly the same, if not better, because I'd be just that much more dependent on the Lord to answer your prayer. Maybe you've got a praise report. You got something going on. You want to share it. Awesome. do that. If the Lord has blessed you, guided you, helped you, put something in front of you and said, here, because I love you, share that. Brothers and sisters get fully blessed when you get to share the great things that your father and their father is doing. That's what's important about that. So don't hesitate. Don't stress out. We'll do the best that we can. Now, how funny is this? I didn't know this was going to happen, but here's your trivia question. Which book has wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging? Which book has that in it?
Wow.
See, we just talked about wine and mockery. Is that a classic?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Even in the midst of froggy-isms, people are like, what's a froggy-ism? That's what's going on right now, the froggy-isms. Just to keep everybody up to date, so on Friday I'm going to have a procedure on my head. It's an outpatient procedure. It's not the end of anything. It's just, well, hopefully it's the end of the bump, you know. And then on the following Monday, the station is closed for Memorial Day. And so Dynamite D will get a much-needed break, if I can remember correctly. Everybody gets a break on that day. And so don't forget that. Be in prayer for me. I'm going to not just get through this show, but we got to see how tomorrow looks. Right now, it's kind of dicey. We'll see what happens. But just be in prayer. The reason that I wanted to make sure was that I was a part of it is because, again, we had a really good service yesterday. You can see that online if you go to hemustincrease.org and go to the very bottom of the page, very bottom of the homepage. It's on there. Okay. And they gave me a fat suit to wear, so that's why I look so heavy.
No shorts.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't wear shorts. I did not wear shorts. I told them in the first service, this is only three times since I've been in Texas, 5.5 years, twice at this church and once for a wedding. It's so funny. All right. So website, there's a lot of updates on the website. There's a lot of different things taking place. Your trivia question, which book has wine as a mocker and strong drink is raging? Which book references that? Saying, if you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. Text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. One thing you can't fault me for is trying, right?
I mean, yeah, you're pushing through it. I don't think it's as bad. Now, I don't know how you're feeling because you're wiping your nose through the segments and battling through, but you don't sound bad. I want to say that.
You guys aren't hearing me sneeze. That part's good. That's pretty funny. Thank you for saying that, though. All right. Let's get right into the text because I just love stuff. This is the stuff, I don't know, I think this is the stuff what brought me closer to the Lord is to recognize how cool this stuff really is. So chapter 25 in the book of Job. So we got chapter 25, and we're actually, it's a very, very, very short chapter. It's only a couple of verses, but I want to catch, there's two things in here. Number one, it says this, and Bildad the Shuhite replied, God is powerful and dreadful. He enforces peace in the heavens. Who was able to count his heavenly army? So I just want you to stop there because I know that people think, without wanting to say it, that they're the center of the universe. I know it. I know people think it's all about earth. Look, Jesus sacrificed himself once and for all, so the sanctification and the justification and the glorification process that comes through Jesus Christ is here towards planet Earth. It is fantastic. But to think that the earth is at the center of the universe and not the throne of God tells me you've never read the book of Revelation. It tells me you've never read Genesis. It tells me you've never read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy. It tells me you never read Joshua. It tells me you never read 1st or 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Esther. You've never read any of those, Ezra, Nehemiah, and all the rest of them, because the scripture is absolutely clear where the center of the universe is. It is where God's throne is. Surprisingly, it's not even where your life is. Uh-oh. What do you mean? Well, I know we don't say it out loud because you're not allowed to, right? But many Christians think that everything that goes on centers around them. Isn't that special? It's not true, but isn't that special? Here's the truth.
everything is about the Lord. We opened up both services, and Pastor Evan at Stillwater, he did my introduction. And when you read the introduction, it's like, wow, look at all that stuff that guy's done. He's got three different ordinations. He's got three different degrees. He's summa cum laude. He went to private Hebrew school. He's planted churches over there. He's done radio shows over there. He's written books. Oh, my goodness, the guy's done nothing. I have done nothing. And to be quite frank, neither have you. Neither have any of us. And you think, well, how can you say that? Because if every breath we have is a gift from God, and every gift that God has granted us has been used, you know, in some capacity, it only came about because he gave that. You don't succeed at anything apart from God. You don't succeed at putting on your pants apart from God. Because if he didn't give you the breath in the morning to wake up and put on your pants, you would expire. Do you see what I'm trying to get at? And so the idea is that we need to grasp this, that the Lord is the one who's in charge. And by the way, for those of us who are sci-fi fans, which I am a sci-fi fan, I like those movies. That's how the Lord kind of grabbed my heart, right? It talks about enforcing peace in the heavens. It's like, look, you already know from Scripture that there's Satan. There's demons, there's angels, there's Michael, there's Gabriel, there's cherubim and seraphim. You already know there's like 5-6 different types of beings that you have no idea what they're like. Zero. And don't even get me started in Ephesians. Oh, okay. I guess you got me started. In Ephesians chapter 3, where it says that God demonstrates to the hosts of heaven his wisdom through the church. Well, who is that? Who is that, the hosts of heaven? We don't know. But somehow God uses us to declare his wisdom to them. Just think about the brilliance of this. Talk about God being the ultimate alien being. It's like, just think about the coolness of this. God, and you think, oh, God's not an alien being. Well, he is to you. He's foreign to you. Alien, yeah, that would be right. But here's the thing. God demonstrates his wisdom using the church to the hosts of heaven. Just stop and think about it. Do you ever feel like your life is like a stage? Remember William Shakespeare, you know, all life is a stage. Where do you think he gets that thought process from? It's because we as the church are on display all the time. What you don't know is that there's cable television. I shouldn't say cable. There's Trinity television in heaven from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit about all the stuff he's doing. And you're on it. Isn't that just like, oh, my goodness, that is like scary.
It really is.
That is like, ooh, yeah. And you think it's a joke. You know what? Somebody is watching. You know what? Somebody is always watching. Yikes. Yikes. Trivia question. Which book has wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging? Proverbs. Thank you very much. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Show break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind
destroying. Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassador's Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Name the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Annika's so nice. She's like, if your brother calls in, I'd like to know how he used his creative gifts. Annika, if Billy calls in, that would be the first question I ask him. But he's being a chicken. Right, Billy?
Oh, man.
Oh, I love my brother. He led me to the Lord. Will always be my, you're still being a chicken. Okay, anyway, listen, if I'm on the air like this as a frog, he can call in and be a chicken. sorry. The audience loves Billy. They love his music. He just, you know, wants to wait until he feels better, is doing better. Okay. I'm not going to say anything to that. I'm sure I'll get about 900 texts from that one. That's okay. Here's your trivia question. Which book says this? You guys should get this right away. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels. Which book says that? Where do you think that is? Okay, that's a good one. If you think you know the answer, you will call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David. At hemustincrease.org. Just because I can't talk doesn't mean I'm not telling jokes. So if you think I'm not telling a joke, you are kidding yourself. Get it? Joke, kidding yourself. Okay. You ready? Okay, here we go. 2 jokes. Going to do them both pilot jokes because I didn't finish these the other day. Passenger, say, this is the worst steak I have ever had. Don't you flight attendants even know how to serve a steak? Bring me another steak right now. Flight attendant, would you like to have that as takeout? Let's see, as takeout. Okay. All right. This is a good one. Don't get upset. Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but we left your wife behind in Chicago. Mr. Jones, thank goodness. I thought I was going deaf. Okay. That's great. Sick or not, you got to be able to laugh. Which book says, thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels? Which
poetic book would say something of such a nature. If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I did give you the wrong scripture prior. I want to make sure I give you the right scripture. When I make a mistake, I just tell you, boop, made a mistake, got to do that better. I told you it was Galatians 3:10. It was Ephesians 3:10. It says this: God's purpose was to show his wisdom and all its riches, rich variety, to all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. We will see this when Jews and Gentiles are joined together in his church. In other words, through the church, God shows the heavenly rulers his wisdom. And the question is straightforward. Who's the heavenly rulers? I don't know. I haven't been to heaven. I don't know who that is. I know that there's at least five, if not seven, defined different beings in Scripture. So it's like, this will be a mystery to us. Can't you? I can't wait till we get there and go, and the Lord goes, okay, this is this group of angels here. Okay. Then this is this group of angels here who used to like hockey before they ruined it. And then there's this group of angels.
You have to teach on that one day, Dave.
It's fascinating stuff. It is quite amazing if you really get into it. But we don't want to get down that weird Jesus is from a UFO thingy. We're not doing that. We're just saying there's other beings. We're not it. We're not the center. Okay? Here it is. Verse 4 of Job 25 says this: how can a mere mortal stand before God and claim to be righteous? Now, the reason this comes up, and this is because Bildad is responding to Job, and Job, remember, you mentioned this before, these guys are going at it, right? This is like church, ugly church city. And you got three guys who are going against one guy, and the one guy's standing there going, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. And the other three are going, obviously you did something wrong. Your kids died, all your wealth was taken, your life is a mess. And Job's like, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. And see, all of them are very set in their ways as to understanding what's going on. The three friends all think this is God's judgment. It's pretty obvious. There's no way around it. Job is just sitting there going, I'm okay. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm okay. I didn't do anything wrong. And so Job, he's not even taking the and we get to the conclusion of it in chapter 31, but he's not even taking the position of anything but, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. This is happening. I did nothing. I did nothing. I did nothing. So they're having this backwards, you know, between each other. And this is what happens with Christians, just to be honest, is there's a judgment that happens about other Christians. Well, if the Lord really loved that pastor, he'd still be alive. Contrary, that's absolutely contrary to Scripture. Sometimes the Scripture teaches, take somebody in order to spare them from the pain that's coming. Sometimes the Lord does it for a completely different reason. You don't know what God is or isn't doing, is or isn't allowing in somebody else's life, let alone in your own life. You don't know. You think, well, why is God allowing this? I'll bet it's not so you can complain about it. That will be the answer I'm going to start giving from now on. When people go, well, why would God allow this? I'm going to just go, I don't know, but I bet it's not so that you can whine about it. Because you already know that's the wrong answer, right? And so people, they do is they judge one another, this is happening, or this is happening, this physical thing happened, or this emotional thing, or this psychological thing, this relationship thing, this financial thing. This happened to the kids, this happened to the grandkids, this happened to the parents, this happened to the business, this happened to this. You don't have any notion as to why God allows what he allows for whom he allows it. Don't act like you do, because you don't. You don't even know for yourself, let alone for somebody else. And so when people have that attitude of, you know, God is doing this to get them, and so you, how would you know that unless you're God? And so how can a mere mortal stand before God and claim that they're righteous? Like, see, they deserve it. They're getting their just dues. Are you kidding? Every person who has ever lived, except for Jesus Christ, deserves to be evaporated into non-existence. Period. You know what you're entitled to? We talked about this. Nothing. I love people. We're no, you're not. No, you're not. But you're not entitled to anything. You are gifted life, And even that as a gift we have abused, haven't we? And so you think of that, and you think about the reality. Here's the reality. How can anybody stand before the Lord? Here's what it says in 1 Corinthians 1:29. No flesh shall ever glory before his presence. Like, ooh. Nobody stands righteous before God. What does Isaiah say about our righteousness? Our righteousness is as, Isaiah 64:6, filthy rags before the eyes of God. I talked about this yesterday at the church. You want to know why? Because not everything we do is pure. Not every motive we have is pure. I don't care what your name is. I don't care if you're the leading theologian or the most devotional person. Not each person, not any person has the purity of God. Not one. You want to see the most impure person you'll ever know in your life? Pick up a mirror. And I think you think, oh, that's just mean. No, because you know every nuance of yourself. And so does God. You see, you can't stand before God except through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I know there's people who are listening to the show right now, and you think, I deserve it. I should be in. My works are good. I've done a good job. I've been more for the kingdom than against, and I've been a bigger promoter. That would never get you in. Outside of the righteousness of Jesus Christ and standing under his advocacy, you have no place in heaven. Heaven is God's house, and Jesus is the door. You want to go to heaven? Open the door. That's how you do it. Because no man can stand before God and claim a right of anything ever. And the word in there, by the way, in the Greek is ever. You know what that word means? Ever. Okay, I just want to make sure everybody knows what ever means. Okay, all right. Which book? Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, which is not just a reference to Jesus Christ. It is a reference to Christ, but not just a reference to Jesus Christ, because men and women have love affairs. Okay, thank you. So just relax there. All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. He was in Caesarea, by the way, for 20 years, which explains why he had the daughters. But here's what I want you to catch. While he was en route, he landed in the Azotus. However he got from point A to point B is amazing. We don't even know. But what he did was he preached the gospel in every city along the way until he came to his destination. And if you cannot recognize, that is a testimony from God saying, you take the gospel wherever you go until you reach your destination, which is either you being called up to the Lord personally, corporately, or however it's going to take place. Every place we go, everywhere we are, we take the gospel. That does not mean you grab a microphone. It does not mean you grab some kind of bullhorn and scream at people with the gospel. You just make sure that you are sensitive. That's the very DNA we talk about all the time. You're sensitive to the Lord. You're taking the gospel with you wherever you go. You're recognizing that wherever you go, you might have a one-time encounter with somebody, and they might make a decision for Jesus just based on that encounter. Noelle and I had that exact thing happen on our way from San Diego to Rockwell, to Fate.
And we met somebody at from a hotel that we were at and talked to them one time and prayed with her. And she became a Christian. And we never saw her again. It's not our call. It's up to the Lord. Just be available. You don't have to be, it's the word I'm looking for. You don't have to be Billy Graham. Like I said, Billy Graham wasn't Billy Graham. In other words, just be yourself. Be available. You never know what the Lord will do and how he'll use that. Okay? That's what's so cool about this text. Now, we finished up to chapter 8. Now, Acts chapter 9, we're going into Saul. And that is some serious stuff. Here is the trivia question. What was the affliction of the woman who was touched, who touched the hem of Jesus' robe? And she had an issue with bleeding, an issue of blood, for quite some time, as we know, 12 years. The issue of blood, that is what she sought the Lord for. And she touched him, and then Jesus healed her physically, socially, psychologically, and emotionally all together at one time. Isn't that cool? Jesus is cool. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I am not a body double for David Spoon. So you might be thinking I'm a double or I'm a clone. Nope, that's not the case. It's kind of close to the voice, but a little lower. So I'm just telling you that up ahead of time. Okay. All right, we do have somebody calling in. We'll give them a chance to reach out if they got something they want to share, as long as we're on the same page. just for everybody who's wondering, saying, Dave, your throat sounds really bad. That's correct. And going through that, I've had every kind of tea, every kind of juice, every kind of medicine, everything you can come up with. I'm just telling you up ahead of time. So all I can say is thank you for all the suggestions. I appreciate it. Go ahead and send the person through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to? Hello? 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 Are they not there? Okay, they want to try it again? Hello? Okay, I can't see what you're saying. Okay, well, we're going to give them a chance to, are they there yet? Nope, nope. Going to call back? Okay. We'll try it again. That's all right.
Hopefully they're called back. I guess something happened in the system, so give us a call right back,
yeah,
please.
Just call us right back because the system, like my throat, is going. Okay, fine. All right, let's get ready for our next triv question. In the meantime, you guys should be able to get this. Which book says a soft answer turns away wrath? A soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer turns away wrath. I could just whisper the whole thing, right? And by the way, Joy Ann and Al and Abraham all have pow-pows. Just want to let you know, okay? Just telling you. If I talk this way, it will work out just as good as anything else. I could probably do the whole show this way if we just had some jazz music behind it, going ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Okay, anyway. Trivia right. Question. Which book says a soft answer turns away wrath? Okay, now we do have that person calling back in, so we'll give them a chance. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is your brother.
Hey! It's hey, Wilhelm Spoon.
I just want you to know, I don't have the answer to the question, but when we get to heaven,
yes,
I'm telling Mom on you. That's what I'm doing. I'm telling Mom. You call me a chicken on radio.
You are no longer a chicken. You have now graduated to rooster. Nice job on that one, Wilhelm Spoon. By the way, you do know the answer to this trivia question. Just think about it. Which book full of wisdom would say a soft answer turns away wrath?
Proverbs?
Yes, that is correct! You got it! That is 100% correct, see?
What do I win?
You win this. Good job. So listen to this. We had somebody who's one of our listeners said, oh, I hope your brother calls in. I wanted to ask a question for him. And so just a second. So she asked this wonderful question. Her name is Annika. And she just wants to know, like, she's just trying to, you know, kind of understand because she's very creative, kind of like you are. And you know how you're very creative. And she wanted to know, she said she'd love to hear how he used your creative gifts before and after coming to Christ, and the way that came about. So in other words, you were creative before, and then you became a Christian, then you were creative after. And it's like, how did you use that? Like, how did you switch that from secular to sanctified? That's what she wanted to know. Isn't that a great question?
Wow. Well, I mean, it's kind of a, I can make it a long story, but I won't.
Okay.
Well, I was in a rock band, and we were writing songs before I was a Christian. But I got to tell you, through that process, and we played at clubs and bars and all that, and I've been playing since I was 9. And I know for sure it's a gift the Lord gave me. But what I did notice is through those years, the last couple years, the songs I was writing, the lyrics started changing and became very, well, my dad even said, wow, these are religious lyrics. And I didn't even realize it, that the Lord was changing me all along the way till I came to a knowledge of, you know, his son, Jesus.
Did you write that? So when you were writing that, that was before you became a Christian, that your music
right.
started to change. So God was already working in your heart, changing you without you even realizing where this change was going, where it was heading.
Exactly. I was writing lyrics that you would almost think were Christian lyrics, but I had no frontal cognitive idea that that's what was happening in my spirit. Was he was calling me long before I made the decision.
What happened when you made the decision then? Did you accelerate that, or did you kind of stay on the same track since you were already kind of heading that way? Did you go, oh, now that I'm a Christian, I got to redo it all? Or did you just say, no, I'm just going to keep going?
No, I don't apologize for anything I had even previously written. I could not help but write about Jesus because what I knew he had done in my heart. I knew he was the Lord God. I knew he was my Savior. And it just naturally came out. I couldn't even write about anything else after that. So
when you became a Christian, what was the first song you wrote, like, devoted or dedicated to Jesus? So in other words, you've been writing that process, but at some point you had to go, okay, I'm going to tag this one to Christ. What was that first song, and how did you get there?
Well, I was actually, when I started writing in along those lines, I was always writing during a time of prayer and intimacy with the Lord, or what I knew. And I didn't have any rules or anything. I didn't know my scripture. I just knew, he was there when I was singing. And one of these songs I wrote was called The Lord is My Shepherd. And that sort of launched everything. I just realized who he was so strongly in my life.
So the Lord is my shepherd was like your first, a first sacrificial song unto the Lord.
Right, right. It was not about me. It was about him, you know.
Wow, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's another song that's actually on where you can listen to my songs that I wrote, and that's actually I have to get another version of that song someday. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's like such a great song, just fantastic. I just didn't know that was your first. Okay.
Yeah, it was very, very personal and intimate. It was during I was in the presence of the Lord. I no other way to explain it.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is that you're the first interview we've done in over 2.5 years. So you're, I knew without telling you that that was what the Lord was going to do, that the Lord was going to bring back. We already talked about bringing back interviews, and I knew you were going to be like one of the first, if not the first. And so just by calling you a chicken on the air and making you call, you were able to come and share the glory of God and the great things in your life.
I got to tell you this real quick.
Okay, fire away.
When I was on the radio with you last time, you ambushed me, okay, in San Diego. And you said to me, when was my next album coming out? Which I think I was in actual shock when you said that. So now I got to tell everybody what happened in the next year after that.
Tell them.
The next year after that, I put out my next EP, never thinking I'd ever do music again, and ended up doing three prison tours in New Mexico, Colorado, and I've been asked to come back out to Minnesota and South Dakota to do more prisons this fall. And so the last time I talked to you, that all happened.
Well, now we're going to see what happens after this one.
You never know. You just never know. Well, but, you know, like you always say, you just make yourself available to him, you know?
Exactly. You're done when he calls you home personally, not when you decide to be done.
Right. Right. So true.
Hey, excellent job. You are removed from the chicken label, and you have now become an eagle in our own show. You are the leading bird in our own show.
And I won't tell mom. Yeah. When we get there.
She probably knows. Good
amazing.
Job, Billy.
Love your show.
All right.
You know.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, buddy.
All right. Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dave, I got to say this, and I'm so happy he called. What's his song that I really love? What's the name of that one?
Hungry Giant.
Is it Hungry Giant?
Yeah, I think it's the Hungry Giant.
Okay, yeah. I gave him credit when I was talking to him off air.
I think that's one. Well, you liked a couple of them, so it's like it's kind of up to you.
Can't stand the shame. Yeah. I don't think he is. That one, I can't stand the shame.
Oh, that might be a different one.
That's a different one.
He'll know which one that is.
Okay.
Just ask him which one. You know, I can't keep track. It's his song. They're his song. That was our first interview in 2.5 years.
How cool. And I was surprised. I'm happy he called, Dave. When he said it was him, I was like, it's probably going to surprise you, but I didn't know if he told you.
I'm so glad he called. What a blessing that was.
What a big blessing.
All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
It only takes a minute. We're just joining our faith really together, believing that God's graciousness is here for this. Father, we come before you and we ask you in the name of Jesus, with help from the Holy Spirit, that you would touch in our audience those people who are physically hurting. There are some where their pain is
really intense on a regular basis. It's just very, very draining. And we ask that you would give them strength and you would renew them and you would empower them, but most of all, that you would heal them and you would touch their physical bodies. And even if it can only be for a short period by your determination, we ask that that would come for them and they would get that relief. And for those that are just drawing closer to you, that there would be some great sense of comfort, some great sense of wisdom and trust. But heal those who are hurting from the smallest item to the deepest and most serious element. Nothing escapes your notice. So minister to those people by your grace and by your mercy, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. The truth station here in Texas. We just had a phenomenal interview with my own brother, which was not planned, and none of this was planned. I'm just telling you right now, I didn't even actually plan on coming in today. So that's how little
so
planned
worth
it was
it,
planned,
Dave.
Right? Yeah, definitely worth it. I'm just blessed that he called in. And I was just kind of hoping. I feel it was like the Lord going, I'm gonna get him to call in. Just do this. Like, okay. And so that just worked out great. Here's our next trivia question. And our last trivia question will be our last segment. Which book has this in it? Behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Which book is that in? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, I'm going to send you up to the website because I got to do that. And the thing to tell you on the website is two things. Don't forget to be praying for other ministries, not just this ministry, not just your church, but other ministries so that we can be expansive to the body of Christ. And then we are hurting a little bit because I don't know what it is. We just go through these little lulls. And so if you're able to give, that's great. If you're not, don't worry about it. You'd be praying for us. We just need that to kind of step up a bit. And you can give directly through their website, or you can give outside of the website. The information is on the website. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Dad, can't go wrong with Star Wars.
Little Star Wars action.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. All right, the trivia question, then we're going to do our history and then our last teach. But the trivia question, which book is it say, behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity? It is one of the poetic books. Okay, that should help you. You guys should know that by now. 972-445-0770. Also, 214-210-8483 is the number to text. And then david@hemustincrease.org is the email. I definitely want to give a shout-out to my brother for doing an impromptu interview. He did a fantastic job. I'm very, very proud of him. Very blessed that he did that. Let's go ahead and do our history.
Let's go live it in the past.
All right, ironically enough, today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Oh, wow. We couldn't plan it.
That's like hilarious because he's a musician. That's funny. Today is also National Solitaire Day, but I just want to play that by myself, so I'm not really interested in talking about it. Also, National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Sounds pretty good.
That's good. And then Sherlock Holmes Day. Okay.
Not sure.
Okay. It's a mystery, isn't it? First life insurance policy issued on this day in 1761.
Wow.
That is a long time ago. 1908 on this day, the Wright brothers patented their aircraft.
Also in 1956 on this day, the NBC Peacock aired its feathers, making its first appearance on television. And then finally, 1992 on this day, Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show for the last time. That's the last time we had one relatively decent late night person. I mean, he was just the only person.
Now ever. It's off the deep end.
Oh, it's just terrible. He was great. I don't care what anybody says. He was, you know, I understand he didn't have the same political, spiritual view, but he was full of class when he did his show. Those days are gone. All right, back to the trivia question. Which book? Now, you guys should know this. Behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. What book in the Bible is that in? It is in a book. It's in the poetry section. Which book is that? If you know, call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I also want to thank everybody for putting up with me while I sound like Froggy from the Little Rascals. Not that bad. I mean, we got through it, right?
Got through it. It's not too bad, Dave.
I just couldn't sit at home knowing that I just like, I want to share. Anyway, all right. I'm going to go out on this because I think it's fantastic. It's Job chapter 26, verse 1, 2, and 3. It's for all the people that say, well, you know, God, there's no sarcasm in the Lord. Okay. Then Job spoke again. How you have helped the powerless. How you have saved a person who has no strength. How you have enlightened my stupidity. What wise things you have said. Okay. See all of those statements right there? Okay, I just want everybody to see all those statements? That's called sarcasm, okay? He's telling his friends, you guys have done such a great job. You've helped me. I'm powerless. You've saved a person who has no strength. You've enlightened me because I'm so stupid. And what he's trying to say by using sarcasm to say it is, you have done nothing to help me. You see, here's the thing, and I know this sounds funny, but I'm a husband, and there is a time where my input is super helpful. When it's asked for and when my wife is done sharing, okay? But if I give my insight prior or at some odd time, guess what I will get from her? I will get this right here. With this right here where Job's like going, oh, how you've helped the powerless. Oh, my. You have saved a person who has no strength. Wow, you've enlightened my stupidity. Where would I be without you? Okay. See that sarcasm thing right there? We can't do that. We can't do that. Even in the next verse, Job says, whose spirit speaks through you? He already knew it wasn't the spirit of the Lord. And sometimes we speak and we ought to just listen. Do you know not every time you hear something is that call for a solve the issue moment? I love my son. He's really, in many ways, he's my pride and joy. Okay? He always thinks he has the answer. So one time he was sharing with me and I said, Josh, sometimes you should just shut up and listen. That's all right. If it took me 60 years to figure that out, maybe I can give him a little bit of shortcut since he's coming up on 40 in December, right? Like, just listen. Just be there. Just exist to be there and to listen and to say, All right. Somebody's calling in, so we'll give them a chance to answer the trivia. We only got about 2 minutes, so I don't got a long time, but I just think it's very telling that Job says this to them and says, okay, you guys are just, you're just so great. Thank you for all you've said. Now be quiet. All right, here we got somebody who's ready to answer a trivia question. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
John, how you doing?
Excuse me. Oh, I'm okay. I'm all right.
You're kind of hearing my froggy voice, huh?
Been going through it
the last couple of days. So after teaching yesterday, it just really took a lot out of me. But I didn't want to miss the show. Yeah.
Well, you sound pretty good. Anyway. Well,
it's very kind of you to say. Trust me. All right. Well, we got our trivia question. You ready to answer?
Psalms.
That is correct, Flamingo. It is the Psalms. How pleasant, how good it is, or how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1. That's right. Excellent job. How are you doing, by the way, brother?
Well, just hanging in there.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard just to hang in there.
Latest on Noah is Noah's going to have, I guess, a few more treatments of what she's been getting on, and if that doesn't work, then she's going to go to the big one.
Okay.
And that's our last resort.
Well, let's pray. We only got about 30 seconds, but let me pray over you and Nola, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and it doesn't take my voice. It just takes this mustard seed of faith that says to you, change this situation on behalf of Nola, on behalf of John, on behalf of her parents. Make this a testimony to glorify your name. Bless this family. Keep them in peace and in grace, and cover them with your mercy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, brother.
Good to talk to you.
Okay. Love you, and have everybody praying for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 24-and-a-half-hour break, or 22-and-a-half-hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity, baby.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers, and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.